How do we know that there is a soul and that man is reborn according to karma?
From the Buddhist point of view, the theory of rebirth is not explained in terms of the concept of karma. The theory of rebirth should be understood on the basis of our understanding of the nature of causality, because according to Buddhism, every event must have preceding causes and conditions. Therefore, even a single cognitive event, say an instance of consciousness or mind, must have causes and conditions. And so, through this process, we can trace the beginningless continuum to the consciousness. And once we are able to develop that kind of understanding of the causal process, then the theory of rebirth develops naturally on the basis of that kind of causal understanding. Now, where does karma fit in relation to the theory of rebirth? It determines the kind of rebirth an individual may have. Good karma results in a favorable rebirth, and negative karma results in an unfavorable one. Of course, we must understand that when we are talking of karma, we are talking about an instance of the causal process. Karma is part of that process. When we speak of karma, we are referring not just to an event, but rather an event that involves an agent, a doer, an act. Karma is an act committed by an agent, a being with motivation, determining the cause of that process.